Good morning, friends. We're glad for every listener of the broadcast. We hope that you're enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Occasionally, we get a letter from someone who writes us for the first time and tells us that they've been listening to the broadcast. This is a real thrill to me. I enjoy hearing from new places and new people. So if you've never written to us, we would like to know if you get a blessing from the broadcast. The address is simple. Just send your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, this scripture, unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. I want you to notice that this particular congregation had some good principles. The Lord reminded them that he knew their works and their labors. They had patience, and they stood against that which was evil. Even some of those who professed to be apostles were found to be liars, so these folks evidently didn't tolerate them. These saints had borne a lot for the cause of Christ, and they had great patience and didn't give up easily. But I want you to notice this one charge brought against them. They were warned that they had left their first love. To me, this indicates a falling away from their original zeal and steadfastness. Or to put it in language which you might understand even better, this congregation was just simply backsliding. Backsliding isn't a very good word. It doesn't sound good. I don't like it. It indicates a losing out, a turning away from that which at one time they possessed. Of all the people who are miserable, wretched, unhappy, and restless, I think a backslider must be among that number. Listen to the way Peter describes a backslider. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. 2 Peter 2:21. But remember this. I believe that in most cases, backsliding comes about on a gradual scale or decline. So often it doesn't just happen all at once. Oh, of course, I know the Apostle Peter lost out that night when he was accused by the maid who wondered if he wasn't one of the disciples. It seemed rather sudden that he should begin cursing and swearing, and all the while he declared that he didn't even know Christ. However, this was before he was filled with the Holy Ghost, which did settle him down and establish him to be a better witness for the Lord. And he did go out and repent and make it right with the Lord. But as a general rule, I believe that losing out with the Lord is a gradual process. Of course, it does lead one to the point of eventually severing his relationship with God. Perhaps you've heard that expression about the straw that broke the camel's back. It would seem a strange thing that one straw should break the camel down, wouldn't it? Well, in reality, it is not the one straw only that broke the camel's back. The camel was already well loaded. It just indicates to me that there is a limit how far one can go before they lose out with the Lord. Some folks try to straddle the fence, so to speak. They want to serve the Lord on Sunday and live the rest of the week in their sinful pleasures. Now, let me give you a good example of what happens to a person when they begin to turn away from the Lord. Do you remember King Solomon? Do you remember how God blessed him with wisdom, with riches, and how his fame spread throughout the world of that day? But what happened to King Solomon? Isn't it strange that one so wise and loved of the Lord would fall away? Indeed it is. However, It is written of him, but King Solomon loved many strange women. Now, of course, some of these women worshipped their heathen gods. King Solomon allowed them to build and carry on their places of worship. And then in this fourth verse of the 11th chapter, 1 Kings, it finally says, "For it came to pass when Solomon was old, that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." In other words, this evil influence was like the straw that broke the camel's back. Little by little, King Solomon gave way to these things until he was actually displeasing the Lord. For it says in verse 9 and 10, "And the Lord was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel, which had appeared unto him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after other gods, but he kept not that which the Lord commanded." Then, to those who think that it is impossible for one to lose their soul after they have once been converted, I want you to listen to this scripture. "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." That is found in 1 Corinthians 10:12. If it were impossible to be lost after one was first saved, it certainly wouldn't be necessary for that scripture to be in the Bible. Was it not Judas, one of the 12, who betrayed the Lord? Why did he do it? Do you suppose that 30 pieces of silver appealed to him and he thought to himself how much he could do with the money? Anyway, he yielded to the temptation. But did it bring happiness? Indeed not. But he came with that money, and those with whom he had bargained refused to accept it. But so did Judas refuse to keep it. He threw it down because he realized that he had betrayed innocent blood. He lost his inheritance, and from there he went and hanged himself. Think of Esau. In a moment of weakness, when he was hungry, he bargained to sell his birthright, all for a mess of pottage. I wonder if there are those who will hear this broadcast who once had a good experience with the Lord. Why have you slacked up? Why have you turned again to the things which you once forsook? Does it bring contentment and satisfaction? I doubt it. Let me entreat you that God is interested in the backslider. He wants them to return to Him. The prodigal son left his home. He left his dear father. Why? Because he chose to go his own way, and he did. But he did so to his own sorrow. He learned the lessons of life through hard experience. However, experience is often costly, and sometimes those who fail God find no place of repentance in later years. May I entreat you, dear ones, hold fast to the truth. To those who have been careless, neglectful, and unconcerned, may I invite you to return unto the Lord. Listen to this verse from Jeremiah 4:12. "Return, thou backsliding Israel, saith the Lord, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, for I am merciful, saith the Lord, and I will not keep anger forever." Let us pray. Our Father, bless each listener of the broadcast. Help the saints to be faithful even unto death. Then we pray for those who are careless and have lost out with the Lord. Bring them back to thine own self, even as a father restored the prodigal son with his love. Thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Listen to this poem. "The course of the world, carelessly drifting, the world rushes on. For pleasure and folly in madness they run, allured by the glitter, the pride, and the show. So careless and thoughtless, still onward they go, unheeding the voice of the watchman on high. Oh, turn ye, for why will ye die? Carelessly drifting away from their God, away from his people, away from his word, bewitched and enchanted with sin's siren song, They plunge in the whirlpool of folly and wrong, forgetting the holy, the pure, and the true. Still onward the follies of sin they pursue. Dear ones, may the Lord bless each one of you to live close to God. Here's a song, Heavenly Sunlight.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and guide. He is the light, in Him is no darkness. Ever I'm walking close to His side. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine.